This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The white Minnesota police officer who kneeled on the neck of a black man who later died will now be charged with second-degree murder, court documents revealed Wednesday. Those same documents show the three other officers who were with Derek Chauvin have been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. The May 25th death of George Floyd has led to more than a week of sometimes violent protest across the United States over systemic racism and police brutality. Chauvin was fired and charged last week with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The new charge of second-degree murder can carry a sentence of up to 40 years, 15 years longer than the maximum sentence for third-degree murder. As major protests over Floyd's death continue across the U.S., the defense secretary says active-duty military members should not be used to quell any unrest. Demonstrators and activists have peacefully taken to the streets in large numbers after George Floyd died, and in some cases, protests have led to destruction, fires, and looting. Secretary Mark Esper said Wednesday he does not support invoking the Insurrection Act to deploy active-duty forces to control the protests, something President Donald Trump has suggested in recent days. Esper said using active-duty troops as law enforcement should only be used in the most urgent and dire situations. He added, "This is not one of those situations." The Associated Press says police have arrested more than 9,000 people nationwide during the George Floyd protest over the past week. If you'd like the most up-to-date information on the Floyd protest, please visit us at voanews.com and all of today's news. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The top United Nations human rights official called on U.S. leaders Wednesday to condemn racism unequivocally, end quote, and take actions that truly tackle inequalities in the country. In a statement, Michelle Bachelet cited, quote, credible reports of unnecessary and disproportionate use of force, end quote, by U.S. law enforcement officers. She decried the unprecedented assault on journalists, citing at least 200 reported incidents during the protests. She called on U.S. authorities at all levels to ensure journalists can do their work, quote, free from attacks or repression. Iran's supreme leader has blasted the U.S. government in the wake of George Floyd's killing for its allegedly hypocritical policies when it comes to upholding human rights. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
They kill people in an open crime, and they do not offer an apology while claiming to support human rights. These are the words of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei speaking in a televised speech on the anniversary of the death of his predecessor. Khamenei, who has final say on all state matters, commented on Floyd's final words, "I can't breathe," saying, quote, "This is nothing new. This is the American nature. This is what Americans have been doing to the whole world." Iranian state TV has repeatedly aired images of U.S. unrest. In November of last year, the Iranian state put down nationwide demonstrations by killing hundreds, arresting thousands, and disrupting internet access. I'm Karen Chames.
As large crowds gather amid protests in the United States, concern grows the coronavirus will spread, creating more clusters of infection as states reopen their economies. The director of Northwestern University's Institute for Global Health wonders if everyone has suddenly forgotten the country is dealing with a dangerous pandemic, telling VOA, quote, COVID doesn't care about politics. It just likes to jump from person to person. So you are putting yourself at risk, end quote. Experts say understanding how the recent unrest in the U.S. will impact the spread of the virus won't be immediate. With more than 1.8 million coronavirus infections, the U.S. has more cases than anywhere else in the world. There have been more than 107,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. Worldwide, more than 6.4 million people have been infected, and more than 383,000 of them have died. Nearly 2.8 million people worldwide have recovered from the respiratory illness. Wednesday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Great Britain defended a new test and trace system designed to stop a second wave of coronavirus infection amid criticism about a lack of transparency. The system launched in England last week to coincide with the easing of lockdown restrictions. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.